Opening a restaurant is pretty easy. You basically need a cook, a stove, and a health permit. But making it last is hard. According to a study conducted at Ohio State, 60% of restaurants fail in their first 3 years. But what if there were a better way? What if you gave an ambitious young chef a set of training wheels for that first restaurant? That's the idea behind Smallman Galley in the Strip District. For 90.5 WESA's Essential Pittsburgh, Patrick Doyle reports.
My name's Jacqueline Wardle. I am the owner of Josephine's Toast in the Strip District. And right now I am prepping our pork belly for our braised pork belly grilled cheese.
The tiny kitchen is abuzz with activity as Wardle gets ready for lunch service. She's chopping up a big side of pork belly. To her right, another cook is slicing out brie. On the stove behind her sits a tray of gorgeous yellow fruit.
And this is a local peaches from Pisco Farms. And we roast them and put them on our homemade cottage cheese toast.
Josephine's Toast is housed in a raw industrial space that looks like every other hip restaurant in North America. It's all exposed brick and stainless steel. But if you look more closely at the space, you notice something very different. Next to Wardle's tiny kitchen stand three identical ones, all with their own chefs and quirky menus. This is Smallman Galley, a food incubator in Pittsburgh. It was dreamed up by two former Navy lieutenants named Ben Mantica and Tyler Benson. Here's Ben Mantica.
Off duty, we spent a lot of time in food halls, mostly in Southeast Asia. Really liked the food hall model, really liked the idea that they were kind of the centers of the cities, really kind of informal, but really high quality food.
But they didn't want to open a regular food hall. While on trips back to Pittsburgh, Mantica saw tech money and startups pouring into his city and the success of Alpha Lab, a local tech incubator. Alpha Lab helps entrepreneurs take an idea and turn it into a company. All of a sudden, it clicked for the two Navy lieutenants.
The chefs are in a similar situation as budding tech companies in that they need help getting their concepts or ideas to market. And so we've merged that tech incubator model with a food hall and ended up with a restaurant incubator.
And Pittsburgh was the perfect place to try it out. Here's co-owner Tyler Benson.
We're going to spin the globe with a blindfold on and just pick a place. And Pittsburgh, I think, is at a time right now where the city is kind of starving for innovation in a lot of different sectors. And it's heading in a direction that's going to put it on track with some of the bigger cities in the U.S. over the next 10 years.
So, in April of 2015, they put out a notice. They're looking for four chefs willing to share one space for 18 months while refining their restaurant concepts. Mantica and Benson would build out the space, pay the rent, cover utilities, and oversee maintenance, and take a 30% cut of the restaurant revenue. They also get all of the bar revenue. 100 applications poured in, including one from Jacqueline Wardle. At the time, she was working as the executive chef at Isabella on Grandview on Mount Washington.
And the incubator kind of promised an education. And I wanted to have the black and white paper saying, not only did I go to culinary school, but I did the incubation, and I did go through all the steps of opening my own restaurant without the risk. Because at 25, I don't have any money.
Benson and Mantica chose four chefs in their concepts, including a vegetable-forward restaurant called Carota Cafe and a bistro called Aubergine. There was also Provision PGH, which has a focus on meats. But Wardle, who has a dry, sarcastic sense of humor, had the most earnest concept.
My original plan was to have, just fancy toast.
Yes, toast. When she started, everything on the menu was on a piece of toast. Avocado on toast, mushrooms and brie on toast, cottage cheese and fruit on toast.
And the inspiration for my restaurant came from when I was really small. It was my grandmother's breakfast every morning. She fixed my older brother and I breakfast in the morning, and it was this delicious toast that she made and somehow turned into, still to this day, my favorite dish. She's passed, so it's my way of paying her all the due respect that she deserves.
Building a menu is important, but the idea behind the incubator was to teach the chefs how to actually run a business. Things like inventory and payroll and management and marketing and events. Here's Tyler Benson again.
Nothing that we're teaching these chefs is super high level, arcane, business finance kind of stuff. So we're looking at some really fundamental principles what do customers want? How are we reaching out to our core customer base? How can we scale the business? Do we have the right people on our team who are the experts in various fields and industries to help us along that path.
Basic business concepts, perhaps, but not the stuff that most people learn in culinary school. So Smallman Galley provides a runway, a sort of safe space, for these chefs to experiment and learn the money side.
We want to create chef owners that can do everything.
Jacqueline Wardle, for example, quickly realized that selling $8 pieces of toast in Pittsburgh was tricky.
It's really hard putting your heart and soul into something and all your dreams and what you think is the best menu or what people should eat, and then have those dreams kind of be maybe not shut down but not received as well as you had hoped it was.
And so, just like any good startup founder, she pivoted. Now you'll find toasted sandwiches and even a risotto with toasted rice, of course, on her menu.
It's kind of me taking the concept from the bare bones and then evolving it to a place where I'm comfortable and it's still my food, but it's also something that people are confident ordering.
Smallman Galley is packed in the evenings, filled with young and old people sharing dishes from the different restaurants. If you go, check out the menu boards, find something interesting and fun, and then order it from that kitchen. Then grab a table and a drink and sit down. When your food's ready, they'll text you to pick it up.
I understand my clientele a lot better than I thought I would. And I can talk to people. I can ask people, like, oh, hey, you didn't like that? Like, let's figure it out.
The ability to speak with the chefs is a neat opportunity for diners who can provide instant feedback on the menu and see the chefs evolve. It's almost like watching Andrew McCutchen refine his swing in the minor leagues, and maybe even giving him a pointer or two from the stands.
I'm not perfect. This is definitely my first restaurant. Well, it's the first restaurant my ass is on the line.
Wardle and the three other chefs will kick off the training wheels and graduate from the incubator in the spring of 2017. The hope is that, by then, they will have refined their concepts and found financing and spaces for their restaurants. And at that point, four new chefs will move into the tiny kitchens at Smallman Galley and start learning how to build their own dream restaurants. For 90.5 WESA's Essential Pittsburgh, I'm Patrick Doyle.